Reasons are one of those things that do it. You can get the moment that lessons are in the first day you step into your new aspects of the life. There are those that cause us to pause for a moment because they symbolize the ending of a time and the beginning of a and the beginning of a new life. We celebrate these occasions because we honor the time of the rest, the judgment, the points of wisdom that we have made, the different areas of our life. And the days of graduation, parents have placed a great deal of care into the foundation that they have built their students around. In fact, in most every school, you host the university graduations are happening in parents and family members that isn't back on the foundation that they began to build at the beginning of life and development. When little ones could barely walk or talk, decisions were made for a nightmare. And the foundations that would find the life that never walks across the stage. As I prepared to speak for that Wednesday's graduation event, I kept coming back to the importance that the message in Scripture has in everyone's life. If you are reflected on the foundation of life, of growth and development, the foundation of our very existence, all I've been able to think about this week is this passage of Scripture from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. It is this incredible sermon that comes from Jesus' teaching that echoes the law of Deuteronomy. Moses gave the law with blessings and curses. And when you look at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us life in himself with blessings and warnings. Jesus says to his followers in Matthew 24 to 27, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew, and beat against that house, yet it did not fall. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the rain. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. We often take for granted the foundation that our lives are built on. This is especially true when we grow up in families and living conditions that are comfortable and satisfying. And if little children really begin to understand the importance of good meals, exercise, food security and safety, proper housing, with food and medicines, foundations of strong and vibrant foundations of physical and emotional development. This morning I want us to think what our perception is. The reality is most of us don't think about these things consciously or as a part of it. even more so, we don't consider the reality of our spiritual salvation. Now, I ask you what you would prefer. The good news of the gospel. In a 2013 study of surveys done by the University of California, the vast majority of people in this room said we prefer to hear the gospel. Jesus gave us the good news of condemning the bad news, the good news of justice. If we are not servants, if you're a French person, you have to be the bad news of justice. We just put the foot in your teeth behind the scripture. So the bad news is the foundations of this world are crap. Both literally true and metaphorically true. The tectonic plates are broken and the earth's core is broken. Natural disasters and the evidence of this brokenness. Cultures and societies can't seem to get it all together. It's the recognition of cultures and society. It's just to listen or watch the news. Really just watch the news. Just listen. And because of social media, we can hear about all of the woes and difficulties and brokenness, not just in the media, but in the city, but in the province of the country, but across the world. And in the broken world, the foundations of our world cracked. More than cracked. They change from one generation to another. One generation focuses on wealth, another on nationalistic pride, another on social justice, and another one on narcissistic passions. The only thing that is evident in our world's foundation is its brokenness and its fluidity. How can you do it? How do you build a foundation that isn't consistent and in which terms comes from? If you're just talking about a physical and emotional foundation, would you build a trusted foundation from grand systems, throw it off and keep them in a fence to bring them in a basement? No. Although, there's some data that you're stuck with a fence to bring them in a basement. Or we would say that's inhumane. We would say that isn't enough. We can all tell each other that this is not the way to build a well-rounded person, a well-rounded individual. If you build a child up on a foundation like that, it's like setting a child down on a broken chair. You wouldn't sit on that chair. I know you have clearly sometimes because chairs are fantastic, but when you look at this chair, no one in their right mind would even face the chair. The chair is broken. Our world is broken. We can see that our world is broken, our society, our culture is broken. So what do we sit on? What do we lay our foundation on something that we know is ethically, physically broken? He doesn't give us a coach, he gives us a word. Don't build on this. Jesus is the discussion of physical and emotional foundations when he shares the parable of the temple. When he warns us about building the foundations on the wall of the temple, he's talking about our spiritual foundation. Do you think about what it means to have a spiritual foundation? We fight to fight for the physical and emotional foundation of children and youth for their own religious life. And even in other cultures and other countries, Facebook is a perfect example of that. We can get involved in the community. We post pictures and blog posts. Talking about to glorify what is ultimately perfect and all-powerful spiritual being. He created us in His spiritual image. We are spiritual. Jesus tells us that our spiritual foundation is intention. Our spiritual foundation is eternity. When we see people walk the stage at graduation, we think of the past and we think of our present. There are some moments when we wonder and we ponder. And we think of the future, but we can't think of eternity. When we think about the foundations that we are building for eternity and the ramifications of what it means to build that foundation on the world's working. Spiritual foundations are essential. Jesus makes it very clear for us before he even shares the bad news. Not even bad news, just a very serious warning. He shares the good news of what it means to follow him. And here his teaching. His words of scripture, he himself is the foundation of which we build our life. He compares himself to God, not just a rock, but to the rock. He says, "A wise man builds on the bedrock. Bedrock doesn't move, it remains constant. It remains holy, it does not move, nor does it strike." He gives life and sends himself in 18, verse 2. The Lord is my father. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock and my refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my standard. Old in my rest. Jesus is the foundation of the world. We're building on the foundation. He is the one that I truly intend to have. So picture Jesus sitting atop a hill, a mountain hill, talking to his followers. And as that number swells to near the top of the mountain, that seems straight up out of the people of Galilee. And as they come up to hear Jesus' words, they can look out on the sea. hear the wisdom to you. I think that we live next to you. I see that it's unpredictable. Just like I asked. And you see the whole this parable, this warning parable, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Speaks to the people that understand and know what it's like to be God's man. And that's the prosperous and glorious it is to God as a king. Because they soon to see me. They soon to see the script and experience of God as a king. And it's what brings us to God. Very similar to the Presbyterians of the Church of Christ, 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 who better to be our foundation than the very one that framed us? That's foundation. Jesus, that washed you and cares for you, will never be refused for sin.